Here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday, June the 21st, 2015. It's Father's Day today, a day honoring fathers, which first took place in Fairmont, West Virginia, 1908, celebrating the lives of 210 fathers who had died in a mining cave-in in Monongah, West Virginia. It's the summer solstice, first day of summer in the Northern Hemisphere, longest day of the year, the shortest night, the day when the Northern Hemisphere is tilted toward the sun, getting more direct radiation for longer periods of time. It's a slight tilt, only 23.5 degrees, but that makes the difference between winter and summer. And the temperature rises, and that allows plants to germinate. Corn needs an average temperature of 50 degrees to grow. Rice needs 68 degrees. It's the birthday of the writer whose stories were so dark and twisted that he was nicknamed Ian Macabre. Ian McEwan, born in Aldershot, England, 1948, traveled all over the world as a kid. His dad was in the army. Went into a fiction program at the University of East Anglia, directed by Malcolm Bradbury, where he wrote most of the stories that became his first book, First Love, Last Rites. His novels include Amsterdam, Atonement, and Sweet Tooth. It's the birthday of Mary McCarthy, born in Seattle, 1912, author of novels including The Group, also her Memories of a Catholic Girlhood, and remembered for her literary criticism. Gore Vidal said of Mary McCarthy, "She was our most brilliant literary critic because she was uncorrupted by compassion." And it's the birthday of Donald Petey, born in Chicago, 1898. He majored in botany at Harvard, but he wanted to write novels. He went off with his family to the south of France in the late 20s, wrote a couple of novels, which did not do well. Came back to the U.S. in 1933, family of five, very poor. He was unemployed. It was the Depression, 1933. Settled on a farm in Illinois, where he wrote about the natural world, the woods, the wetlands, the prairie, in his book An Almanac for Moderns, came out in 1935 and launched his career. Went on to write two great books about trees. Here's a poem for today by Faith Sheeran. My daughter describes the tarantula. Her voice is as lovely and delicate as a web. She describes how fragile they are, how they can die from a simple fall. Then she tells me about their burrows, which are tidy and dry and decorated with silk. They're solitary, she tells me, and utterly mild. And when they are threatened, they fling their hairs, trying not to bite. She says they are most vulnerable when they molt, unable to eat for days while they change. They are misunderstood, she explains, and suddenly her description becomes personal. She wants to keep one as a pet, to appreciate it properly, to build it a place where it belongs. My Daughter Describes the Tarantula, a poem by Faith Sheeran, from Telling the Bees, published by Stephen F. Austin State University Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, the oldest monthly devoted to discovering and publishing new voices in poetry. You can browse 100 years of poetry and become a subscriber at poetryfoundation.org. And by LegalZoom, providing legal solutions for business owners, including corporate filings and legal plans featuring attorney contract review and tax advice. Legal help is at LegalZoom.com. Produced by Joy Biles, engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.